This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said today the United States is prepared to send aid to Ukraine to help it get back on its feet economically. The IMF and others are going to have to chip in as well, Carney added. But in the meanwhile, there are real questions about what happens next on the ground. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
Peace has returned to the Ukrainian capital, but the country is still in the grip of a deep economic emergency. Nick Redman of the International Institute of Strategic Studies.
The budget coffers are nearly bare. The gas bills are rising quite dramatically. Foreign exchange reserves are quite low. The currency is under pressure. The current course is untenable.
Ukraine needs help. Russia promised the Yanukovych government assistance in the shape of a $15 billion loan and cheap energy. But it's denounced the revolution as a coup. And after ponying up $3 billion of the package, it now says it wants to know more about the new government's economic plans before handing over more. David Dalton is with the Economist Intelligence Unit.
That doesn't look very promising for that they're going to carry on handing over the money.
You think it is possible that the Russians will cut off the cash and scrap the energy deal?
Very possible indeed.
The US said today it's ready to give financial support. The European Union and the International Monetary Fund have stepped up too. There's talk of a $20 billion bailout, but with strings attached.
The main thing is that Ukraine needs to reform, and that's what it hasn't been doing for the last 20-odd years.
Ian Bond of the Centre for European Reform says Ukraine may have to scrap fuel subsidies, tighten controls over public spending, and shake up its system of governance.
These are all, I think, rather familiar things from the Eurozone as well.
Ukraine could soon be getting a foretaste of the tough medicine the EU and the IMF prescribe when helping countries stave off default. With that in mind, the White House said today, our help will make Ukraine's reforms easier. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.